live on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Artful Eye Jewelers, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A, and summer is officially over. Have you prepared yourself for seeing rain? I don't know what that stuff is coming down from the sky in some areas, but we will be getting rain today and tonight and probably in the morning. And then it'll clear up again. We won't see it again for quite a while. But it will be nice to have rain, possibly even snow showers overnight. So be prepared for that. It's going to be real cold tonight, but it's also going to warm up toward the weekend. So, yeah, winter will make its appearance. And I have this terrible feeling we're going to pay with a big snowfall one of these days for all these mild winter days, but we shall see. Well, on today's show, we're going to talk with our friend Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. It is wintertime, and Karen has some great ways to stay fit and flexible during the winter months when so many of us stay cooped up inside. And then after the news break with Link, I'll play back my interview with Dr. Adam Price. He has a really interesting book out. It's called before I give you the title, let me explain. Dr. Adam Price specializes in motivation and psychology. And for anybody who has a son that they're trying to motivate, they know there's something in there. They got to get him off the couch, away from the telephone, away from the computer, and have him do something. Well, the name of Dr. Adam Price's book is He's Not Lazy, Empowering Your Son to Believe in Himself. Really kind of a controversial book, but I think you'll enjoy the conversation I had with Dr. Adam Price. Also want to remind you, we welcome your comments and questions about Q&A. Just drop me an email at djphone@kqna.com. Also, the Tuesday Night Classic Series at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. It continues tonight with the 7 o'clock screening. It's only $5 of Al Pacino in Scarface. Now, that's the Brian De Palma update of the Paul Muni gangster classic from the 30s. You might want to consider one thing before you go to see this movie. If you're bothered by hearing profanity, you're going to hear about, by actual count, something like 220 F-bombs during this movie. So keep that in mind. To me, that's a sign of lazy writing, but whatever. It is what it is. So you're going to hear a lot of profanity in this movie. If you can handle that, it might be pretty entertaining, actually. Arizona Coyotes are off until Friday. They will host the Edmonton Oilers at Gila River Arena. Oilers coming in with young superstar Connor McDavid. Then the Coyotes will head for San Jose for a Saturday evening game against the Sharks. So stay tuned because Karen Russell is just around the corner. And then we'll hear after the news break with a link from Dr. Adam Price on today's edition of Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
At Progressive, we think your custom cupcake shop is first class. Yeah, your cupcakes were first class from your first day of cupcake class right up till you graduated. First in your class. And a first class, first in class top brass like yourself deserves Progressive business insurance. With over 30 business and vehicle options, you'll feel like you and your cupcakes are flying. First class. So move your center of mass to progressivecommercial.com real fast. Now you're cooking with gas. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Hi, my name is Cody Ann Yarns, and I'm the owner of the Cody Ann Team at Realty Executives, a real estate sales team.
And I'm Michael Yarns, owner of Rent Right Management Solutions. Cody Ann and I both earned our bachelor's degrees from Prescott College.
Prescott is where we met 12 years ago, and Prescott College is where we learned the skills we needed to be successful entrepreneurs. Every day, we are proud of the work we are doing to enrich our community.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Always nice to have friends in the studio. Today is no exception. Karen Russell is here from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Doggone it, I'm getting good at saying
you
that,
are
aren't I?
Getting really good at I'm impressed.
Man, I'm telling you. Well, it's, you know, practice, because we have you here quite often because you always bring us something interesting to talk about. Well, even though the winter is here, maybe not in the temperature readings, it is here. There's no question about that. A lot of people, Karen, turn the winter into couch potato season. That's not a good thing, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, this year you don't have an excuse because we don't have our typical cold winter weather. So I actually have been seeing a lot more people out there running and walking, and I almost think some of them are starting to prepare for our marathon and some of those things that we have coming up in a few months.
Yeah, and I see that you have some information coming out about trekking, and we're not talking Star Trek, so our Trekkie fans don't get too excited, but we're talking about trekking poles and ski poles and stuff like that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're noticing in the community that a lot more individuals, especially in the older adults, are starting to use trekking poles, whether it be just when they're outdoors just doing a regular walk and using them for hiking. And what we're trying to encourage is to come in and learn a little bit about how to fit and how to use the trekking poles, because they can actually be more of a hazard than a help if they're not fit correctly and you don't use them correctly.
And I would imagine, too, given the different terrain around here, say if you're going back in the Peavine Trail, things like this, you're climbing on the rocks, some of those mountainous or at least rocky areas, it would really help to have something to improve your balance and your stability, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it really would. I actually found myself, because it is so dry out there and the footing, it's like being on marbles. You know, it's just so dry and the rocks are moving underneath your feet. I've started to use one of my hiking sticks more regularly, more for the downhill because of that loose footing and not feeling as confident with my balance. But yeah, for the older adults, it really does help with not only energy conservation and balance, but again, it's knowing how to fit and how to use them correctly, because depending on whether you're going uphill or downhill, you might choose to adjust the length of the poles so that they're going to be more efficient for you.
And, you know, people who aren't real accustomed to hiking and long walks and things like this, they might think going downhill is easy. That's its own challenge, isn't it?
Going downhill really puts what's called an eccentric load. It's an eccentric muscle contraction, which research has shown actually works the muscles just as hard and sometimes creates more muscle soreness. I know many years ago, a group of us did the rim-to-rim hike at the Grand Canyon, and it was the downhill, you know, that got me really sore. We stayed overnight at Phantom Ranch, and that downhill, because your body is controlling gravity, your descent, your body load, so your calves and your quads especially are really working very, very hard when you're going downhill.
And also your information here from MVRRH says one of the benefits of using trekking poles is the hands above the heart position. What's that all about?
Yeah, it helps with sometimes, especially in the heat, when your hands start to get some swelling. A lot of it is because they're in a dependent position. So when you have your hands up a little bit higher, your hands more above your heart,
heart, then you're not going to get that increased circulation, that swelling and edema in your hands. Mm-hmm. So it helps with that circulation in your hands.
You know, we've talked before about the dangers of being a weekend warrior, just going, you know, full bore into something too quickly before you're ready. And it reminds me of when I worked 20-something years ago at a manufacturing plant, which had a lot of very, very physical jobs. And they tried to expand their hiring base into more middle-aged people. But what they found out was that when you start on a new job, especially a plant floor job where you're doing the same thing, repetition over and over and over, if you're not used to that, you come back the next day, you are so stiff you can't work. And it was starting to come back on them with injury claims and stuff like that. Likewise, before you start something that might be fairly strenuous, go easy, right?
Yes. Even if you are really into fitness, anytime you do a new activity, you're going to use the muscles differently. And just using muscles differently can increase injury or, you know, cause muscle soreness. So anytime you're starting something new, no matter your fitness level, start off conservatively, because I always tell, especially my older adults out there, I'd rather have you build on success, because if you go out and you get sore or you get injured, then you're never going to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want people to go, hey, that was easy. You know, mm-hmm. next time I can go further. I can, you know, I can climb harder. I can go faster. So there's a lot more benefit to starting off easier so that you can build on that.
You know, I saw some evidence of that Saturday because our sister station, KPPV, I was out there at the Mountain Valley Splash Pool. We were covering the polar bear splash. 65 people took the plunge. Now, it wasn't terribly cold that day, but that water had been in there for a while through some really cold nights. And the water temperature was in the 40s. That can be a real shock when you jump in. And I assume a lot of those people were going in for the first time. I hope they all came out okay, but I do know this. The fire department had three paramedics there.
I can only imagine, because I've always wondered, and I don't know the research and whatnot, but just my knowledge of physiology, it just stands to reason that when you go through, when you put your body under that kind of a sudden temperature change, that... Yeah. It can't be good.
Yeah, it's a shock to the system. And there was one person there. I didn't know this until afterward, but there was one person there who just had heart surgery like 6 months ago. And they called their doctor first, and the doctor said, yeah, you'll be okay. I'm thinking like, boy, I sure hope so, because that's a real shock to the system. It's a good thing the water wasn't a whole lot colder. Now, last year, I did it last year, too, just hosting it, not jumping in the water. But last year, the air temperature was in the 30s, and we were thinking of jumping in the water just to cool off, or just to warm up. I mean, it was really cold. But it was nice this time in the 50s. But, man, 6 months after heart surgery, jumping in there, that's almost inviting. Trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be my thought, but you know, I mean, he did the correct thing in checking with his cardiologist.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, of course, maybe I'm putting my own feelings into that, where I personally wouldn't be wanting to jump into water that cold.
And you've always been physically active. We mentioned before, you have a background as a dancer, and you work in a rehab hospital where you see different people coming in with different injuries, things like this, correct? Do you see anybody coming in with skating injuries, either rollerblading or ice skating?
We do, well, you know, I can't say that we don't, because if we do, it's probably more on the outpatient level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible, I think of that probably more rollerblading and roller skating, maybe skateboarding,
mm-hmm.
Probably more of like the arm fractures, shoulder fractures, probably collarbone fractures.
Yeah.
I don't think we see as much of the skiing injuries up here. They probably, if they get hurt, they're on the slope, so they're going to probably go to Flagstaff Medical Center or Summit Health, mm-hmm. somewhere in those areas where they're closer to the slopes.
The host of our Friday afternoon Let's Talk Sports show, Mike Austin, he was in Chicago several months ago, and he was rollerblading along a marked path along Lakeshore Drive, and he took a terrible spill. He was very seriously injured. He's lucky he didn't end up paralyzed. But what happens in the, you know, between ice skating and skiing and then rollerblading is that when you're ice skating or you're skiing on snow, there's a little bit of a give when you fall because you're sliding with it. When you're rollerblading, you know, the ground, you don't slide. It's a
right.
thud, and gravity is not your friend, correct?
No, it is not. And what we really worry about, at least in our line of work in our rehab hospital, is the head injuries that go along with that.
Yeah.
In fact, that's one of the things we're going to be kind of looking toward the next couple months is, you know, again, we're heading toward Brain Injury Month, which is in March, and we're going to be doing another community event for the kids. Again, just reminding them the importance of protecting the brain and wearing those helmets when you're out rollerblading and skateboarding and bicycling and those kind of activities.
You know, since we were talking earlier about trekking and using poles and things like this, I would imagine one of the benefits of doing that, as opposed to just regular walking, is because you have the poles, you're going to be moving your arms more back and forth, getting a more thorough, you know, a complete cardio workout. But, you know, when you start doing that, what are some of the advice you can give to people, some of the tips to give people to make that work for them?
Well, when you're using the poles, there's a lot of different techniques you can use. Usually therapy, we recommend going with your natural arm swing. So you're alternating the forward pole with your alternate leg, your opposite leg, so that you maintain that natural arm strength. That gets you into that rhythmic cardiovascular workout. It's also better for your balance because you get into that tripod position where you've got a pole, a foot, and then your back foot. So we recommend that. Some individuals will do what's called a paralleling, where you're doing the same pole with the same leg. To me, that's a little bit more awkward, but I guess it actually does help with conserving some of your leg energy, so it's easier on the legs that way. And then there's also, you can do double planting. So we see that more specifically when you are maybe climbing rocks or when you're going downhill. So when you're climbing a rock and you need that leverage and you need that push, you're going to put both poles in front of you and you're going to push. But if you're going to go downhill, you're probably going to put those poles in front of you to help with balance and stability when you're going down a difficult slope.
You know, we see a lot of people in the age group. We see a lot of, in this area, a lot of older people suffering, you know, hip fractures from falls, things like this. Tell us the importance of staying busy physically, staying active and staying flexible, and what the importance is to avoid falls.
Oh, boy, that's a big question, because what we found over the years is balance is a use-it-or-lose-it system. So we're now considering it the fourth element of fitness. We used to consider fitness three elements. You had your strength, your cardiovascular, and your flexibility. Now we're finding that balance is actually an element of fitness. And if you don't continue to challenge balance, it will decline. So whether you're going to maintain balance or increase your balance, you have to challenge it. Balance is also affected by muscle strength. So if you don't have the strength of those supporting muscles to correct your balance, that's going to affect your balance. And also flexibility has a lot to do with balance in terms of some of the balance recovery strategies that you use rely on a lot of flexibility in the ankles and the hips. So if you are lacking in flexibility, it's going to affect that response time to correct your balance.
And I know a fifth element of that, because I know you see evidence of this in some of the patients, is that as you get older, if you're not staying really physically active, your reflexes take a hit too, don't they?
Yes, they sure do. And especially with balance, because the more you train yourself to recover balance, then your muscle memory's there. So when you're not doing certain things, certain movements, certain techniques, the muscles just don't know how to react, and it takes them a little while to kind of figure out, oh, what am I supposed to do?
So
that muscle memory, keeping that current is really important as far as just mobility, balance, general fitness.
We're talking with Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. More coming up with Karen in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQ&A.com.
Kara Pfeiffer from the Artful Eye Jewelers.
Hey,
diamonds and jewelry are beautiful things, and ours is a beautiful business. We truly love what we do. We get to make amazing jewelry for amazing people. We want to thank you for letting us be a part of your life's special moments. We've been a part of your weddings, engagements, birthdays, anniversaries, and lots of just because I love you gifts. So thank you, Prescott, for making Artful Eye Jewelers the jeweler you trust with your most happy memories. See you at the Artful Eye, your favorite jewelry store.
Buildup, dull, lifeless hair, and water spots on your once sparkling dishes are avoidable problems. This is summer. Let RED Plumbing give you a better way of living by installing a water softening system. The folks at RED Plumbing have a quick and easy hard water test so you can take out the guesswork. Don't wait any longer. Give us a call at 772-9296. Find us on Facebook or visit us at redplumbinginc.com.
You can just feel it in the pit of your stomach. You worry that mom and dad are no longer able to take care of themselves every time you visit. Maybe they aren't eating every meal. Maybe the house and yard are looking a little disheveled, or they seem isolated. I'm Liz Schmidt with Las Fuentes Resort Village. Maybe it's time your folks move to our premier full-service retirement community. We can help make life easier for the whole family without sacrificing mom and dad's privacy. We'll take care of everything, even chauffeur your folks to appointments so you don't need to take time off from work. Wouldn't it be nice that the next time you visit to enjoy a nice dinner in our restaurant-style dining room? Meet some of their new friends. No, you don't have to mow the lawn or do repairs. Just visit. And when you leave, you know they will be taken care of. For independent or assisted living, call 928-445-9300 or log on to LasFuentesRetirement.com. On Scott Drive in Prescott, Las Fuentes Resort Village, it's time you enjoy the finer things in life.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 322 with Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Karen, you and I were talking off the mic here during the break about the impact of alcohol when it comes to trying to maintain fitness. Tell us what you've learned over the years from your patients and from doctors about alcohol and fitness.
Well, they don't mix very well. That's to say that you can't ever, have alcohol. But it goes with everything in moderation, whether mm-hmm. it comes to, sweets and pizza and whatever the case may be. It's, everything in moderation, but you have to also make sure that you are doing it in a safe atmosphere.
Yeah.
I find one of the biggest dangers, in older adults is when they imbibe in, a pool or a jacuzzi.
Ooh.
Because, you're not feeling the effects of it so much when you're in the buoyancy of the water, and then you get out and all of a sudden you realize how much you've had to drink and how unstable you are, and it can result in a fall pretty quickly.
And we've also seen, of course, the weekend warrior who will go out and do something, physically active and burn off 1,000 calories, then put it right back on with 2,000 calories at the 19th hole, right?
Yeah, it's, it's everything is in moderation, and you just have to be careful when you are drinking alcohol. The calories just really add up when it comes to a fitness mm-hmm. standpoint. So it's just balancing, knowing what your activity is and how much you can intake. And, I think part of it, a lot of individuals, we tend to be really good during the week because we're working, and I think a lot of the times it's the weekend yeah. surge of drinking and eating that mm-hmm. sometimes gets us.
Now, since you work at a rehabilitation hospital, do you ever watch pro sports on TV?
I do.
Do you ever wonder what limits the human body has in terms of how much impact it can take? Like, I watch NFL games. These guys nowadays, the offensive and defensive linemen, these guys can weigh 340 pounds. You've got linebackers who are pure muscle, who weigh 260, who run a 4.240, and they're running on sometimes a fake turf field, which is faster than grass and dirt. How in the world does the human body absorb those impacts? Because I've heard a lot of football players say, especially linemen who are involved in every play, getting hit every play, they say it's like surviving a car crash every Sunday.
Yeah, I definitely, that does not surprise me, if not multiple car crashes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those hits, it's insane when I see some of the players actually be able to get up from them.
Yeah.
I was watching the game last night and there was a couple of hits where I was amazed that the player was not hurt, and actually got up pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of it. It's even the hard part where I see with the helmets and the protection that they're trying to do is I'm not sure how much then it might decrease the impact, but I just don't know how much you can decrease that movement of the brain inside the skull.
Right. That's a biggie.
So that's a key component where you know, they may not feel it, but if you're still getting that force into your body, you're still getting like that shaking baby thing where mm-hmm. you're still going to get that brain movement inside the skull. And that's one of the biggest issues that we have when it comes to head injuries.
And what happens too, you have these guys in the training room building up their muscles to almost ridiculous proportions. And in the meantime, their skeleton and their tissues, their cartilage and their ligaments and tendons, they're not getting any stronger, are they?
No, they're not. And, you know, there's really, our bodies were just made to carry a certain amount of weight and I think a certain amount of musculature that's natural.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the players nowadays, they're getting stronger, they're getting faster. It's weird when you look back at some of the players from, you know, the 60s and the 70s and you compare them now.
Oh, there's night and day.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I don't know how the players play as many years as they do with the toll that their body takes.
Are you surprised when you hear stories about football players from the 70s and 80s now having CTE, brain damage and things?
Not at all. When you look at the helmets back then, they were really hardly anything to them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, now that the research is there and the concussion protocols are there, that's going to help make things a little bit safer. But you know, the players want to play so badly, so they want to get themselves out there, and then I don't know how much is also pressure for them to get back out on the field when maybe they shouldn't be.
Yeah, and you look back to the NFL and college football, for that matter, back in the 40s and 50s, they had leather helmets, and they had no face bars in the front, but that also made you more aware of your opponents. You don't want to drive with your helmet, because nowadays, a lot of tackling, they teach you to drive with the helmet, so while the helmet might protect you, it's also used to inflict injury.
Yeah, and, you know, it's hard for me to watch sometimes when I see things that you can tell the intent there is to cause injury.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think, boy, what would that, there was a play last night and I always thought, you know, what would that guy feel like if he made that player a paraplegic or
mm-hmm.
a quad?
Yeah.
Because of the choice that he made during that moment
in
the game.
You know, speaking, because we mentioned before, you were a dancer for many years. I saw some previews recently of the new movie, I, Tanya, about Tanya Harding. And she had a great line in that movie. She said, you know, the reason that I didn't win a whole lot of stuff was because the judges were looking for a princess. And I was an athlete. She was a leaper. She was very, very athletic when they wanted somebody who was lighter than air. They didn't want, you think back to your dancing days. Compare Fred Astaire to Gene Kelly. Fred Astaire looked like he wasn't even touching the floor. Gene Kelly looked like an NFL running back as a dancer. That was the difference. Gene Kelly was extremely physical, very, very masculine, where Astaire just floated across the stage. She compares the same thing in ice skating. They wanted a princess when she was an athlete. But you, having been a dancer, I'm sure you've seen figure skating where everybody else is going, oh, that's so pretty. You're going, wow, that is hard to do, right?
Yeah, and some of the basic stuff that they do is actually the most difficult. And that's some of the stuff I miss now that you don't see as much in ice skating. And, you know, we're going to see that now as the Olympics come up.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the dancing and the artistic things that you, you know, now it's about, you know, can you do the triple toe loops and the quads, you know, lutzes and all those things. And it's more about the power and less about the grace and the beauty and the dance of the sport.
And we mentioned reflexes and balance before. You're doing all those things. You're coming down on a blade.
Yeah.
Something in there's a physics is being violated there someplace, I think.
And I tried ice skating years ago, and it's pretty difficult. So when I look at the things I did as a dancer, but then you're doing it on the slippery of the ice, the blade, the control, and again, same type of a surface where you hit it, you're going to hit it hard.
Yeah, you are.
You know, and again, you can hit it and you can land on your buttocks or you can fall and hit your head.
Yep.
So there's a lot of potential for injury in that sport as well. So.
I once asked a hockey player, do you fear getting hurt in a fight? He says, a fight? Heck no. That's just fists. I'll tell you what worries me. You've got guys who weigh 250 and can skate 30 miles an hour on razor sharp blades who are carrying sticks and shooting pucks 100 miles an hour. That's what scares me. Makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. It really
does.
Yeah.
How can people contact you for information at MVRRH?
We you can contact our main line, which is 759-8800. I'm also going to get out a different number because we're working on maybe putting together a trekking clinic.
Nice.
So if you're interested in participating in a trekking clinic, I'm going to give you my personal hotline, which is 602-540-5310. And if we get enough interest, we're going to put something together.
Very good. That's Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital, which is located where?
We are in Prescott Valley on the corner of Windsong Drive and Lakeshore Drive.
And that is Karen Russell. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because I have a really interesting author interview coming up, Dr. Adam Price, about his teenage son. He's not lazy. How to motivate him. That's coming up after news with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Are you thinking about installing a new heating and cooling system? We offer quality, constant comfort, day and night heating and cooling equipment. We perform complete load calculations during our visit and offer you options that fit the best equipment to your home and your budget. Call today for a free in-home estimate, 458-8177. Ask about our winter special. Visit pvhac.com. Follow us on Facebook. No gimmicks, just constant comfort, day and night. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, R.E.D. Plumbing, Bradshaw Family Dental, Mojave State Bank, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot, he scores!
The Arizona Coyotes host the Edmonton Oilers Friday night at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Happy New Year, Cottonwood! Travis Reed here from Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. To kick off the new year, I'm ready to play Let's Make Some Deals! If you can answer the next three questions correctly, you could be driving a brand new car! Okay, question number one. How much will I discount every remaining 2017 Ram pickup truck this month during the Start Something New sales event? If you said 20% off MSRP on all in-stock Ram pickup trucks, then you're on your way to driving a nice new car today! Question number two. Which new vehicles at Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram will be $7,034 off window sticker all month long? That's right. This month, all Jeep Cherokees will be $7,034 off sticker price. And the final question. Who qualifies for all these discounts, rebates, and incentives? If you said everybody qualifies for these huge savings, then you've just answered all three questions correctly. And you're only one step away from driving the New Year's ride you deserve. The final step is to hurry because I can only make these deals for the first 57 people or until the end of the month, whichever comes first. We're Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're a dealer for you. Visit our showroom in Cottonwood this weekend or see all the deals at MattSaysYes.com.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A Kansas man who was shot and killed Friday on Highway 89A by a U.S. Forest Service law enforcement officer was unarmed. 51-year-old Tyler Miller was heading to a spiritual retreat when the incident occurred. According to the FBI, while driving on a curvy mountain road, Miller apparently lost control of his pickup truck and went off the road where his vehicle hit a large rock. It is not known what exactly happened next, except that after Miller got out of his crashed vehicle, the officer shot him near the scene of the accident. A release from the Hutchinson, Kansas law firm, Bretz & Young, states Miller family attorney Matt Bretz has been in contact with the FBI, which is handling the investigation. Bretz goes on to say the FBI has stated Miller wasn't armed. The FBI has further stated they're conducting a full investigation and anticipate turning the matter over to the U.S. Attorney's Office to determine what, if any, charges will be filed against the Forest Service officer. A bank theft suspect has been arrested after he applied for a job with a law enforcement agency handling the investigation.
Cottonwood Police Sergeant Monica Colt says Bank of America filed a theft report against a former employee in October 2016.
Albert Lopez was suspected of stealing $5,000 from them. As soon as the investigation began, Lopez quit and moved to the Phoenix area. As a result, the detectives submitted the report to the Upper County Attorney's Office for charges and a warrant to be issued.
Colt explains, in this case, the suspect came to them.
On January 4th, Lopez was arrested for felony theft after he arrived at the Cottonwood Police Department for what he thought would be a job interview.
Last month, the 32-year-old Lopez had applied for a dispatch position with the Cottonwood Police Department. Probable cause for an arrest existed, so Lopez was contacted and a meeting for employment was arranged. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Showers may continue into Wednesday. Skies should clear by Thursday. Expect an overnight low of 36 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 45 tomorrow and a high of 54 on Thursday. 39 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 53 and a high on Thursday of 60. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
This is it. The new year kickoff that's setting the bar high for 2018.
20% off MSRP on remaining 2017 Hyundai Elantra Limited Sedan.
Up to 18% off MSRP on remaining 2017 Santa Fe Sport SUV.
0% APR available on most new Hyundai models.
Finlay Hyundai is setting markdowns on every new 2017 Hyundai car, truck, and SUV left in stock.
All backed by an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty.
That's Hyundai Assurance. Finlay Hyundai is moving out all remaining 2017 models at incredible discounts. 20% off MSRP on remaining 2017 Hyundai Elantra Limited Sedans. Up to 18% off MSRP on remaining 2017 Santa Fe Sport SUV.
0% APR available on most new Hyundai models.
Get yours now before they're all gone. Finlay Hyundai Prescott at FinlayHyundaiPrescott.com and 928-771-6950. Thank you for voting as Quad Cities Business News 2017 Best of Business Automotive Dealership Award. Closed on Sundays to spend time with our families.
Offers on approved credit plus tax title license, $495 dock fees, and dealer installed accessories. Must qualify for all rebates and discounts. Sale offers cannot be combined.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. We are speaking with Adam Price. He is a doctor, a clinical psychologist, and author who has worked with children, adolescents, and their families for more than 25 years. He's an expert in learning disabilities and ADHD. Dr. Price, you have written a book called He's Not Lazy, Empowering Your Son to Believe in Himself. And I imagine that on the surface, a lot of very capable teenagers look lazy. They seem impervious, we think, to academic pressures, making time for things like video games, Facebook, and friends. Well, in this case, you write about the boys not being lazy. So what's the problem?
You did. That's exactly right. The boys that I see, the boys that come into my office, tell me that they really do want to do better. Their parents think that the values that they've tried to instill in them have not stuck, but they really have. The problem is that these boys are conflicted. They want to do better, but they're afraid to try. They feel that there are expectations placed upon them that they can't meet. They feel that the pressures are too great. And so rather than try to deal with these pressures, they choose to opt out of the competition altogether. They fly under the radar, and they become what I call Mr. Bare Minimum. They do the bare minimum to succeed and get by.
Now, why do you feel these teenage boys are under so much pressure?
You know, I think things have changed in the last 20 years. I think that we expect not just boys. boys, but girls also, to achieve at a really high level. I talked to a kindergarten teacher. It's a great anecdote. She told me that 20 years ago when she first started in the field, they were expecting kids to be able to count up to 10. Now they're expected to count up to 100. There's been research to show, there's a Department of Education report that comes out every 10 years. It's called the Nation's Report Card. And every 10 years it's shown that the average GPA across the country has increased and that kids are actually taking more credits in school. Between 1990 and 2009, 420 additional classroom hours were taken. They're taking more AP classes. AP has become the new normal. It's the only level that seems to count. But the problem is that kids' brains aren't maturing any faster. We can't increase that. I don't think we want to. And other research has shown that the teenage brain is going through a tremendous amount of reorganization. It's not all hormones that create all that angst. It's also the development of the prefrontal cortex, which is the part of your brain that's right above the eyebrows. That's the part of the brain that controls planning, impulse control, what we call executive functions. It's not, we know now, completely developed until the age of 26, which may scare some of your listeners to think that the kids aren't going to be growing up until 26. But it also gives us pause to think about where these kids really are. And finally, getting into college has become so competitive, and we feel like it's so important. We feel like it's the only way for our young people to maintain their level of socioeconomic status or to get a leg up. And the cost of colleges is really changing what we expect kids to get out of college. We expect them, because it's so expensive, to be able to go in, get the skills they need, and go out. That's not what a liberal arts education is all about. It's never what it's been. It's about a time to grow up further. It's about a time to explore yourself. But because it's so expensive, kids are expected to function in a whole different way.
And, of course, part of growing up is experiencing occasional failure. Do you think it's okay to occasionally let them fail?
Oh, Greg, you know, we hear about that so much, and it's easier said than done. Of course it's okay to fail. You know, it's really crucial to be able to make a mistake. It's crucial to be able to learn that if you make a choice and you want to do something and you want to succeed and that choice doesn't work out, that you face the consequences of that choice, and that's how you learn. But parents are so invested in trying to save kids from any kind of discomfort, any kind of failure, any kind of problem that would affect their self-esteem, that we rush in, we solve the problem for them. You know, there's a psychologist, Wendy Mogul, who says it's a parent's job to help prepare the kid for the road ahead, not to pave the road. But I think that's become our mindset, because we're so worried and we're so afraid. And in trying to plan for our kids' future and trying to prepare them for it, we've taken control of it, and we rob them of something that's so important. That's the ability to fail, the ability to make mistakes, the ability to start over and try again.
We are speaking with Dr. Adam Price about his book, He's Not Lazy, Empowering Your Son to Believe in Himself. This book mentions the three C's of motivation. What are those?
Well, you know, the three C's is something that I called from the vast and very extensive research that's been done in the field of psychology on motivation. But it's been done on adults. And what I wanted to do, I was very interested in how you help kids. Maybe they have ADD. Maybe they're just, as I talked about, opt-outs. You know, they retract from the pressure. They're afraid to try. So how do you apply some of what we know to teenagers? Because they're a different animal. Teenagers are not just smaller adults. They really are different. So what I came up with are the three C's, and the three C's, competence, control, and connection, are developed to try to help kids to develop internal motivation. Psychologists call it intrinsic. We want this well of foundation to come from within, not external motivation, which is do your homework, make your bed, you're going to get punished, or you'll get your allowance, whatever it is. Now, we all know that high school can be boring at sometimes. A kid's not interested in algebra. They're just not going to tune in. They're going to need some external motivation. But the three C's are competence, which is feeling like you're able to do something, feeling like you're competent at it. And the more competent you feel at something, the more you want to do it. You know, if you're terrible at sculpting, you don't want to try to keep sculpting, or I have no painting ability or painting. You don't want to keep trying to do it. But what parents can do to help kids feel competent is to give them what I call the I think I can mindset. Now, that comes from the children's book, The Little Engine That Could, right? If you remember, the little engine that could was trying to pull that engine over the mountain. And I don't remember a parent in the background saying, you better get over the mountain by sundown or you're going to be in trouble. The little engine did it because she kept telling herself, I think I can, I think I can. Psychologists call this self-efficacy. People who believe they can do better actually do better. And the reason is because they can deal with the anxiety or the challenge or the self-doubt that comes when they're not sure they can pull that train over the mountain. So parents can help kids to develop this I think I can attitude by focusing not on the achievement, not on the end goal, not on how great the grade is or how wonderful the honor is or the medal or the victory, but on the process of getting there, on the journey. Telling kids not how smart they are, for example, but how hard they work really helps to instill this in them, because work is something, how hard they work, effort is something they have control over. Control, the second C, is about autonomy. We only want to do things that we feel we have control over. Control over the process, control over the outcome. Now, we all know we don't have control over everything, and God knows you don't want to let your kids have free reign. You'd never see your car again, right? They need some limits. However, giving them autonomy is really important. That's what teenagers want, is the ability to choose. But again, as I said before, they have to experience the consequences of their choices to learn. So parents have to give choices, not be too controlling, but also then hold them accountable. Another aspect of control I call structure without control, and this is really the antidote for the helicopter parent. We want to create structure for our kids so they do well, but we don't want to make it too intrusive, too extensive, that we're controlling everything that they do. And the third thing, which I think is the most important, is connection. We do better, we're more motivated when there are people in our lives that we're connected to that love us and support us. For a teenager, even though it may come as some shock to you and your listeners, teenagers want to have a warm, connected relationship with their parents. They really do care what their parents think, even though they would never admit it. Yeah. However, what parents end up doing, we can get into this in a little bit, what parents end up doing by nagging, by provoking, by worrying so much, is they create a more tense relationship. So parents have to be able to avoid power struggles, knowing when to engage in them, knowing that you're going to learn, knowing that you're going to lose, giving kids choices. Parents have to be able to listen to kids with empathy, understand where they're coming from. Understanding where someone's coming from doesn't mean that you agree with them. And, you know, teenagers are so full of these wonderful ideas. Their minds are exploding. They're able to see the world. And they draw some nutty conclusions. And they get ideas from their knucklehead friends who are their most influential peers and most influential models at that point in their lives. But understanding, I know where you're coming from, I think it's great that you're thinking these things, doesn't mean you disagree. Giving kids a chance to talk, and then once you hear where they're coming from, talking about what you need them to do, these all can help improve the parent-child relationship.
Dr. Adam Price, we have many parents and grandparents in our listening audience thanking you for this information. How can we get a copy of He's Not Lazy, Empowering Your Son to Believe in Himself?
I will tell you, but at first I'm so glad you mentioned grandparents, because grandparents play such an important role in their kids' lives, and because people live in so many different parts of the country, not everybody has the opportunity to have a relationship with the only person that thinks you're perfect, and that's your grandparent. The book is available at independent booksellers. I always like to plug your independent bookseller, your independent bookstore. You can find out more about my book at hesnotlazy.com or my website, which is dradamprice.com. And I also have a blog I want to tell your listeners about, which is on psychologytoday.com. It's called The Unmotivated Teen.
Very good. Dr. Adam Price, thanks for joining us today on Q&A on KQ&A Radio. You have a great day.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And thanks to Dr. Adam Price for joining us today on Q&A. There's more coming your way in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Who doesn't want to save money and support your local community? Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA, MBA, and EA. Now is the time to find out what Arizona tax credits you qualify for. Currently, only 10% of people use Arizona tax credits to benefit our hometown community. You're going to pay the money anyway, so why not keep the money local and give to places that you choose instead of the state government? Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Prescott Valley, you spoke and we listened. Foothills Bank is now open on Glassford Hill Road, right next to Starbucks. I'm Carrie, the Prescott Valley branch manager, and this isn't just an ordinary branch. You'll experience a new level of service where you can sit and relax while banking with a real person. Yes, Foothills Bank uses computers, just not to greet our customers. Stop by for a totally free personal and business checking at the new Foothills Bank location on Glassford Hill Road. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, my name is Cody Ann Yarns, and I'm the owner of the Cody Ann team at Realty Executives, a real estate sales team.
And I'm Michael Yarns, owner of Rent Right Management Solutions. Cody Ann and I both earned our bachelor's degrees from Prescott College.
Prescott is where we met 12 years ago, and Prescott College is where we learned the skills we needed to be successful entrepreneurs. Every day, we are proud of the work we are doing to enrich our community.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you're a fan of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, or you love the stage play and movie Jersey Boys, don't miss this Saturday's production of December 63, the Elks Theater tribute to Jersey Boys and the music of Frankie Valli. It's at 7 o'clock, but this one always sells out. I can tell you, I've been there three times. So get your tickets today at 928-777-1370 or go online to PrescottElksTheater.com or buy your tickets right at the theater when you're in downtown Prescott. Now, that show might be called December 63, but this is January 2018, and it's hard to believe that probably the biggest year for a lot of baby boomers was 1968. And my favorite magazine, Remind Magazine, that wonderful nostalgia magazine for baby boomer pop culture and news, Remind Magazine has a great January issue remembering 1968. Just a few facts from that year. The cost of living, for example, the median cost of a new home nationwide, $24,700. Median yearly income, $8,600. The minimum wage in 1968, $1.60. The cost of a brand new VW Beetle, $1,700. A postage stamp was 6 cents. I'm not making this up, folks. This is true stuff. Gold, $38.69 an ounce. This is 1968. Most of us in this listening audience remember this. Sports-wise, the World Series champions in 68. The Detroit Tigers, who beat my St. Louis Cardinals in a thrilling seven-game World Series. The Stanley Cup champions, the Montreal Canadiens, who beat my St. Louis Blues in a four-game sweep. The Wimbledon winners were the singles champions, were Rod Laver for the men, Billie Jean King for the women. The Heisman Trophy winner in 1968. Some fellow from USC used to wear uniform number 32, OJ something. Yes, hard to believe. And if you look at the top news from 1968, on April 4th, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis at the Lorraine Motel, which is now a civil rights museum. Following his death, of course, riots broke out in cities throughout the country, which is why next Monday we have, for a lot of people, a federal holiday, Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, the 15th. On June 5th, U.S. Senator and presidential candidate Bobby Kennedy was killed in Los Angeles. us. When I was in Los Angeles during Memorial Day weekend, we visited the former site of the Ambassador Hotel where Bobby Kennedy was killed in the pantry by Sirhan Sirhan. That hotel is now the Robert Kennedy High School on Wilshire Boulevard. Also, on October 16th, hey, if you think the Colin Kaepernick anthem kneeling thing is big, on October 16th, 1968, during the Summer Olympics in Mexico City, American medalists Tommy Smith and John Carlos staged a silent demonstration against racial discrimination in the U.S. by standing on top of the winners' platforms during the anthem and raising their fists with black gloves. The country went berserk. And on Christmas Eve in 1968, Apollo 8 orbited the moon. Over the week-long mission, the three astronauts inside became the first humans to see the dark side of the moon, and the lunar surface of the moon was first broadcast on live TV. Perhaps the most fun about 1968 was television. Now, believe it or not, these TV series premiered in 1968. On January 22nd, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In on NBC. February 19th, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood on what was then called National Education Television. July 15th, One Life to Live on ABC. September 14th, The Archie Show on CBS. September 17th, Julia, starring Diane Carroll on NBC. That became the first network TV series to feature a lead character who was played by a black actress. September 23rd, Here's Lucy with Lucille Ball and Vivian Vance on CBS. And on September 24th, The Mod Squad on ABC debuted, featuring Peggy Lipton, whose daughter, Rashida Jones, has become a very successful actress in her own right. Well, so much for 1968. Stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley. Then get ready for rain, cold, and maybe even some snow showers overnight. And join me here again tomorrow at 3 o'clock with Gary Denton from AMCO of PV and the good folks with your computer and software solutions at PC Works. That's tomorrow, Q&A at 3 o'clock, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Artful Eye Jewelers, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQ&A.